This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast our very own Mike Hawk.
That's right, working right here on the Men's Room Show with us. First, a little backstory. So we get in this morning, and there's an email from a listener named Alexander. All right, Alexander just says, hey, Thrill, I know your brother is an NFL referee. Did you know he has his own Wikipedia page? And honest to God, I had no idea that he had a Wikipedia page, so he sent me the link. So I check out the link to my brother's Wikipedia page. It's all about what he does for a living, both as an NFL official and also works for the Applied Physics Lab, blah, blah, blah. But it ends with personal life. The final sentence of his personal life says, he is the brother of Seattle radio host Steve the Thrillhill, KISW 99.9 radio show, The Men's Room. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I get an honorable mention. Now, one thing about this show is years ago, when we first started in Seattle, we kept trying to get on Wikipedia, because back then it seemed like it mattered. We would go up, and for whatever reason, they would take us back down. We don't know if it's someone that worked there, if it was a prank, whatever the case. And then we realized we really didn't care. But Miles does a little research today, because my name pops up in my brother's Wikipedia, to see if the Men's Room Radio Show is, in fact, back on Wikipedia. And lo and behold, we are back on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read you this first paragraph from the Men's Room
Radio Show. Oh, this is the description of what we're doing here.
Yeah, this is exactly what it says. And I want you to know, you'll understand why we are toasting Mike, because the information contained in this first paragraph was unknown to any of us, including Mike. So it says, The Men's Room is an afternoon drive time show airing on KISW 99.9 FM Seattle. The comedy, thank you, they think we're funny. The comedy and hot talk program first aired in 2004, it's not true, 2005, and was nationally syndicated from 2017 to 2020. Way to rub it in. The show's hosts are Miles Montgomery.
Thank you very much.
Steve Thrillhill and the Ted Smith.
Nice.
And is produced by Mike Pudgeman Hawk.
Oh!
Pudgeman's in quotation marks. We have no... Did you put that up?
No, I don't have access
to
that.
No,
why would you think it would be me?
Well, anyway, it's Wikipedia. Anybody could change it.
That's what I mean.
Well, then go change it.
I will say somebody did change it because it was Pudge Boy this morning.
Now it's Pudgeman.
Oh, did they make it up to Pudgeman?
Now it's Pudgeman.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you're not doing this?
No, but I'll try.
So you weren't, it was Pudge Boy this morning?
I thought correct. You had to be like an administrator or something to do that stuff.
No, isn't that the whole point about Wikipedia? Anybody can...
Yeah, anyone can add what they want.
You know, man, Wikipedia is dead to me. They have been for years. I don't use them for any information, so I don't usually go there. That's why I did not know. I just clicked on the link to see...
You didn't know about Pudge Boy?
I did.
He's
not
a man
know.
Now.
I've never even heard that as a nickname for you.
No one has.
Oh, because it's...
Including Mike.
That's a new one for me, too.
Okay, all right.
Rather large outburst. He's like, what the F is that?
Well, and it was in parentheses. Mm-hmm. So
don't you think if I did that, it'd be Miles Big D Montgomery? I mean, don't you think I'd lean on myself first before I just try to cut you down?
But it's subtle. I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you check out the Men's Room Wikipedia page, it's gone from Pudge Boy to Pudge Man. Mike Pudge Man Hawk. Congratulations.
It just seems like a cheap shot for no reason.
For no reason. But I do like that you've gone from a boy to a man. Mm-hmm. So there, so you grow so fast.
He grew that day.
So let's drink to Mike, the Pudge Man.
Pudge Man.
We pour this booze.
I always knew he was Pudge Boy, but whatever.
Pudge Man.
Damn it.
That's like Smoke Man.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Pudgy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotype you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, giggly Samantha, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Then you probably know you have one of three options here. Hey, quiet down there, Pudge Boy. We have the wonderful the wonderful world of drugs, Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Let's go with drugs.
Drugs. I like your style. That's Huey Lewis playing in the background there. I don't know if you knew this about Huey Lewis. Huge penis.
Pudgy.
Not making that up. All right. Here is your story. A woman is under arrest after she was found parked at a West Roseville cemetery, both with drugs and a stolen rifle. The county sheriff's office says that a deputy was patrolling the area when he encountered a woman in a car at the cemetery. He then spotted a glass pipe on the driver's seat, prompting a search of the vehicle. Now, under the rear seat, the deputy discovered a 9mm rifle. He then found out that that had been stolen out of Sacramento County. There was also a loaded magazine, brass knuckles, and an attached knife. I know what you're thinking. Her name's probably Tina. It probably is, but I cannot confirm that in this story. Anyway, they also found several backpacks that had drugs and unmarked bottles of morphine were also discovered. The woman, 38-year-old, she was arrested and is now facing numerous charges. By the way, her name is not Tina, but it does start with a T. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Taliana. Either way, my question for you, Samantha, is what drugs did they find in the backpack? Was it crack, weed, heroin, or meth?
Where did this happen?
This is outside of Sacramento, California.
Okay. Not weed.
West Coast loves its meth, that's a fact.
Everywhere loves its meth right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, meth has gone big.
I mean, weed, yeah, there's a lot of under-the-table weed in California. That's a fact.
Especially in that general area.
Don't know too much about Sacramento and it being known as Cracktown.
You know, Miles, it's funny you bring that up. So many cities fight for that title.
Well,
we're the real Cracktown.
Sacktown, yes. Not Cracktown. I'm gonna throw my hat in... And I'm going to go she's got weed. Just something as basic as that. I don't think it's too crazy. I think she's got a lot of other crazy stuff on her that we've already said.
She had bottles of unmarked morphine.
So, I mean, if she's got that, she doesn't need a lot more. I'm going to say she just needs to kind of smoke a joint and chill out.
She has morphine on her.
She had unmarked bottles of morphine in the car, the stolen rifle, brass knuckles, a couple other things. But the backpacks were full of drugs.
Sorry, Sacramento. Meth.
Meth?
Going meth.
Ted goes meth.
Okay.
All right, Samantha, what are you thinking?
It's like a speedball.
Not a lot to go on here, by the way. We just know she's got it.
I feel like that's a lot of hardcore stuff, and I feel like it should just have a hardcore drug to go with it. What are my options one more time?
Crack, weed, heroin, or meth?
Crack, weed, heroin, or meth? I'm going to roll the dice here. I'm going to go with heroin.
Final answer, Samantha?
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if she had crack, weed, heroin, or meth next.
That was a tease.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Out of Sacramento, California, just outside of there, where a woman was arrested with drugs and a stolen gun after she was parked in the cemetery. She had some morphine on her as well. She was arrested and is facing charges. Question is, what did she have a bunch of on her? Crack, weed, heroin, or meth?
And Samantha, that is the very question that we pose to you, my friend. And first, we will start with you, Samantha. You said heroin. Oh, I'm so sorry. It was not heroin. So I guess we won't be partying tonight like we planned to, Samantha. I apologize for that. Miles, you went weed?
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Not weed. And Ted, you picked the obvious choice, meth.
Yes.
Yes. You are correct.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's already got the heavy opiates.
Yeah, I mean, you know meth.
I'm just saying, why would she have heroin and
Morphine.
Right.
One like you already or the other. You don't need
You
both.
Already have the heavy opiates. So you're...
I agree.
Ideally,
that's why I was
trying
going
to sell
low
speedballs
end.
To people. I guess that's figured, why you need the best.
To me, the giveaway, and this is sad, but the fact that she had a stolen rifle, the brass knuckles, I'm like, that's meth. That's meth, man.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe Sacktown is known for that.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I do take a lot of joy in getting that right.
I know. We used to almost send, like, thank you cards. Some of the people that are contestants, not the contestants, but the subject to profile this. Like, look. If you weren't addicted to meth, Ted would not have been right. Thank you for your meth habit. The people that, the guy yesterday on the train in India, right, did profile this, and he had to have a glass bottle removed from his rectum to people like,
correct.
Hey, man, we know it sucks for you, but if it makes you feel any better, you spread joy across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having that glass bottle inserted in your anus.
Sure, that's what he wanted on the train ride.
All right, your choices today will be Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel, who's back on his show.
Jimmy Kimmel's back.
Yes. Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's it. All these guys got teams of talented writers to come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night joke? And from whom, or could it be the Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but prosecutors are likely to drop all charges against Robert Kraft after the video of the alleged incident was deemed admissible. Imagine that. A rich guy getting off.
The Ted Smith, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You get the layer on that one?
I got the extra double getting entendre. Off. Just getting off. A rich guy. Getting off.
The most important thing Americans can do is vote. And now we're getting some help from a place you wouldn't expect. Foot Locker is turning their stores, a lot of their stores, into voter registration sites. It's perfect, because when a fight breaks out, there'll be 40 people dressed as refs to handle it.
Come on. Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
The most important thing Americans can do is vote, and it looks like we're getting some help from somewhere you wouldn't expect. Watch this.
Foot Locker is turning thousands of their stores into voter registration sites.
It's perfect, because when a fight breaks out, there'll be 40 people dressed like referees to handle it.
I always enjoyed going to Foot Locker.
When I was younger, I did, for sure.
Yeah.
Now I go there just to remind me of my brother.
The CDC is advising Americans to not go trick-or-treating or to costume parties, but it's safe to stay at home and carve pumpkins, which is nice, because now that you're home alone carving a pumpkin, you'll have something to puke in.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith! Oh, yeah!
Isn't it ironic the only holiday where you're supposed to wear a mask is not
they tell
okay
you
to
right.
Have
that's the one holiday.
Yeah, right.
I still say, listen, if I'm on my porch and I'm wearing plastic gloves and I throw candy at people coming by trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you can throw candy to them, maybe not at them so
okay,
much. But
right.
I follow what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I feel bad, man. You know, I mean, look, if you have kids roughly the same age as mine, you know it. They already hate this year. Everything sags. They don't quite understand the full impact. But you tell children, and we're not doing it yet, that Halloween is a no-go. This is not going to go over well.
No.
I mean, listen, the day before Halloween, when they get to go to school in costume, seemingly, as best I can tell, is the single most important day in their life of school. So to say, like, yeah, no candy, no trick-or-treating, no can do.
You're going to have to put different bowls of candy in every room so they get the experience.
My kids are going to stab me. That's what's going to happen.
I'll take all your candy. Retailer Foot Locker has announced some of its stores will be becoming voter registration sites. And as usual, you'll leave with something that's not entirely comfortable, but eventually, you'll get used to it.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's Seth Meyers.
Retailer Foot Locker has announced that some of its stores will become voter registration sites. And as usual, you'll leave with something that's not entirely comfortable, but eventually you'll get used to it.
See, if it was not Seth Meyers, but you read it the way you read it, I was going to be pissed.
Yeah, all right.
Like, he's setting my ass up.
So the next one is actually a story I have, but I thought about putting it in the headlines, but it would have been too obvious that it was my joke.
All right.
All right. So a black cast will read an episode of Friends. Funny, if you wanted to see a black episode of Friends, you could have watched A Different World.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I mean,
does the situations even,
here's my thought. Like, if you... Man, I appreciate everyone trying to, quote-unquote, do the right thing. But, sometimes you get your head out of your ass. Friends is Friends, and that show is so iconic. Let it be what it was, all right? But if you want to do a show about six black people that are friends, then just do that and call it something else.
What if they said, like, let's do The Wire with white people? You'd be like, that might not be good for the N-word.
Well, no, it's not that. They would just have to do it in, like, Provo.
Right.
Right, it's Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Wouldn't be involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's
so
what I mean.
That's kind of my joke, is that, like, it's not... The idea that there hasn't been a TV show, you know what I mean? Like, could there be more? Sure. But I'm just saying, A Different World basically was a bunch of people living in college and the same thing.
That were friends.
Yeah.
And they went through situations. Yeah,
they're not even redoing it with a black cast. This is just a table read.
Then why?
Because of the success of what happened with Fast Times at Ridgemont High the other day and a couple others.
Because an all black cast did a table read of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a one and done. Yeah. Now they're doing Friends. That makes
more sense to me. You know what I mean? Three old women
They're going to redo that movie. That's why the Fast Time and Ridgemont High people are together.
Kidding.
Yeah.
So
they're doing a table read as everyone does a table read, which is to prepare for the future production. This other one, I mean, it's just a money grab, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of sponsorship. But I mean, look, I'm a black guy, and I'm telling you, I don't understand why it's important to have a black cast for Friends.
Right, and look, I get, like, it's supporting Michelle Obama and the When We All Vote initiative, Gabrielle Union's hosting, which is never bad. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Just a table read. Did you see the video of that table read for the remake of Fast Time at Ridgemont High?
I don't know anything about this.
So Brad Pitt's in it, Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Wait. Like, they're remaking the movie with them?
they did a mock table read as they were reading the script. Not that they're going to make the movie with these people.
Okay.
They just had everyone come in and play a certain part.
All right. Okay. Okay.
But did you see Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. He's playing Spicoli. He was hammered. He's smoking weed. Either that or he's a great actor, too.
He had to be smoking real weed.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was.
He looked completely confused as to what was going on.
He was.
Yeah. Man, I thought they were redoing that movie. That's why they were all there.
They might be with different people, but not with that cast.
All right. People just get really fired up when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston do anything near each other.
So Brad Pitt did the Judge Reinhold character.
Who's named Brad.
And then he was recreating the scene where he was seeing Phoebe Cates come out of the pool in his mind.
Yes, the same scene I play over in my mind.
Yeah, but then Jennifer Aniston busted into the bathroom on him. While he was doing his thing.
People
were pretty excited about that.
You have the audio?
I do.
You do?
Yep, hang on 1 second here. I get it up there. Yeah.
Oh, she was at his house.
Well, in the character, yes.
Hey, Brad, you have a cute...
The daydream evaporates and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle
Morgan Freeman,
on Linda's face. In the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before her. Angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And that brings us to our second break.
So is this televised?
It was on, like, Zoom, whatever.
Okay, one of these streaming.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really get it either.
Yeah, right?
Everybody's like, Brad and Jenner together. That's all we care about. I even saw the headline, and I cared so little, I never clicked on it. Just said, see why people were excited that these two exes got together. I'm like, no, thanks.
Like Drew Barrymore announced that she was going to, somebody asked, like, what ex would you have on your show? And she said she was going to have Tom Green on there.
Sure.
Now, we like Tom Green.
A lot.
We had him in here less than a year ago. We were eating.
But he also talked to us about the fact that he hasn't really ever talked to her.
So she brought that up. She said, look, we've barely talked in 20 years. But also, like, I'm interested in that because I'm interested in Tom Green in general.
Yeah.
Like, Brad Pitt and Jennifer. Right. Like, I don't want them to get back together. But there's a lot of people that, Tom and Drew. There's a lot of people that get really fired up about Brad and Jen because it's like, are they going to get back together? Are they not? It's like, who gives a crap?
That's
they're divorced.
Yeah.
You know, they never got married.
But Tom Green is interesting because Tom Green's career is based on how he is. So, no matter you can like him or not like him, but he's generally always interesting. Nothing against Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston, but we know you for characters you play. As people... And I don't mean this bad, but honestly, God, like, you're meaningless. Like, people are freaking people. You get paid a lot of money to do what you do it well, but your career is not because of your personality, it's because your acting chops. For Tom Green, you're like, look, put him in any, it's like, who's the redhead dude from Schitt's Creek? Sorry. Can't think of his name.
Don't do it to me.
Come on, man, we're just talking about him yesterday.
Chris Elliott.
You want to buy a monkey?
Like Chris Elliott
exactly.
And Tom Green. To me, like, you put them in any situation, they're interesting, so you're right. As far as Tom Green and Drew Barrymore, who I find very attractive.
Tom Green also.
But I don't care about her personal life, but I would watch Tom Green because Tom Green is interesting because he's Tom Green.
At that point in time, MTV was still relevant. He had a talk show on there where he did all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it was set up, some of it wasn't. He'd do stunts. He swam across Lake Washington.
Yeah,
he lost
seriously.
A testicle out of, for cancer and then spoke out about that. Like, at that point in time, Tom Green was a guy that, you know, like, you watched. It was like Tosh, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But a little bit more multidimensional than Tosh.
Sure. But with, like, you know, and again, with Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, it's like, fine, I'll go see your movies. That's not a problem. But, like, anytime I see you in an interview, you're not interesting, but it's interesting maybe to hear your story about the production of the thing that you're trying to pimp. Or Tom Green, you can bring him on for no reason at all, and you're like,
and by the way,
strange dude.
Tom Green still kind of kept some semblance of relevancy, you know what I mean? Drew Barrymore has not. Like, I can't tell you the last thing.
Not
it has to be an
you.
Adam Sandler movie.
Dude, maybe. She's been.
Right, but
on
Drew Barrymore is a much bigger
star.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she doesn't do stuff that we would like. So it's like Gwyneth Paltrow. Nothing about her is interesting to me, right? But Trust me, she is not faded from her quote from unquote her importance. From her goo.
Yeah. And Tom Green, right, he was in some big movies, but he had a show on Access for a while as well. Tom Green Live, that was very good, and did interviews. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that one I care about just because I like Tom. And also, we've interviewed him a few times. He is always very nice and very generous.
Real nice. He gave out his phone number one time. He walks on the show. One of the first things he does is like, I'm going to give out my phone number. We're like, is that really your phone number? He's like, yes, it is. And like, his phone blew up through the entire interview.
There's a handful of guests.
People keep calling me like, you just gave him your phone number.
Maybe a handful of guests that come back in here and remember being on the show previously.
Yeah.
And he's one of them. Like, he'll come out like, Ted, Miles, Steve, what's going on? And Mike.
Punch boy.
Sorry, well, man. You've only been in here once with these interviews.
Ted, I think
you'll
agree.
Just getting to know you.
This comment that came in, we were talking about the show Friends. They had a black cast reading for it.
Yeah.
Someone said the black version of Friends, Living Single.
Yeah, right?
He crushed it. That's absolutely, there it is.
So, like we're saying, Tom Green, very nice guy. Now, somebody who's been in the news for not being super friendly lately is Ellen DeGeneres. She came back to host her show. Basically, she kind of gave the corporate response or whatever you want to call it, like kind of the standard, like my name is Ellen. I host the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Right, right.
But we need to be better, and we're going to do this. And her DJ / sidekick Twitch has been promoted to co-executive producer and stuff. So I think, I don't know. I think all that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. She got a lot of backlash.
She did. People are saying that was not...
Right. It didn't, honestly, it didn't seem like the most generous thing. No. Like, sometimes you just got to shut...
It seemed degenerous.
Nice yeah, dude, you did that. All right. Hold on. Thank you very much. It's been a while.
Well, she quickly went into kind of cracking jokes, which I get. She is a comedian. But sometimes you just got to stand there, be serious, and fall on the sword.
Yeah, and she didn't.
Yeah.
She danced around the whole thing. Yeah. I watched it, and I was like, oh, who told you that was okay?
Oh, you actually watch it?
Yes.
Yeah. I listened to it today. I didn't watch it. What you say? The truth is, I'm a person you see on TV. I'm a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. Sometimes I get mad. Sometimes I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. I'm working on all that. I'm a work in progress. Here's the thing. Like, just
Everyone understands that. You can't treat people like crap.
And that's the thing. It doesn't matter what you do in life, right? Like, you can't create your own idea of what you want to be. Like, you could do it in a job. You know, you could do this or that. You could put on, I don't know, you could put on spikes and go sit in the black hole and be Spike Man at a Raiders game, right? But at the end of the day, like, the way you treat people is just how they're going to kind of remember. Yep. That's how they're going to remember you.
Yep.
So you know, people like Spike Man, in spite of how he dresses, because he's cool to everybody.
Right. So I'm just saying, for like Ellen DeGeneres, like, yeah, we're all working on ourselves. It's called change. It's kind of constant.
It's called life.
But if you're mean to people,
well, I don't get paid.
That's where a lot of this came out of.
No one said like she's nicer now.
Right.
I will say this though, I'd rather listen to it than watch it, because she looks like Lindsey Graham if he lost like 20 pounds. I can't get past that. I don't know what happened to her.
Hey, no one ever tell you look like Lindsey Graham.
What did you do with that doctor, and why did he say that was okay?
I will say this. I did watch the Monday Night Football game last night. It seemed odd that the Raiders keep moving around, but the Raiders in Vegas, it just feels right.
It makes sense. They finally found a home they should be in.
They did.
A field that won't kill you.
The stadium looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and also, it's kind of crazy there hasn't been more pro sports there. Like, hockey's there now. Obviously, people really like that.
Well, remember, for years, the reason they wouldn't do pro sports in Vegas was simply the betting.
Right,
and
there's,
the fear was always that, right. You know, you start throwing games and all that kind of thing.
I feel bad for the people of the Bay Area, to be honest with you, because they move both teams equidistant away from the city. So one team's in Vegas and one team's in, what, San Diego now? How far is that stadium away from San Francisco?
Five hours. Jesus, the 49ers game?
It might be quicker for you to drive from San Francisco to Vegas than it is to drive to the stadium.
You could fly there faster.
I'm dead serious.
I went to that, it was a, 49ers-Ravens game, I don't know, 3-4 seasons ago, whatever it was. Each year I try to go out of town for one Ravens game. And I meet with a group of friends, we do this once a year. Not this year. And last year they came to Seattle for that game. But we went to San Francisco. We stayed right downtown, man. This is awesome. Day of, we're going to get on this bus that drives our ass down to the stadium. It took 3.5 hours to get. We're in downtown San Francisco, and we're going to watch the team who has your name of the city as their. It's ridiculous.
Can you jump on the bar?
You're in Hollywood
at
that point.
No. Because where it is in Santa Clara, there's some little SC kind of amusement park. So there's a stadium. There's a massive parking lot. Shocking. On the other side of that parking lot is a low-grade amusement park. There's maybe it's changed since then. There's nothing else around it. So when you're there, the only thing you can do is be there. There was a Days Inn where we got some crappy cocktails, right? There's the stadium, and that's it. I mean, so you spend 3.5 hours to be in this car. Put it this way. Any city you go to where the stadium's downtown, Seattle, Baltimore, hell, even Detroit now, like, you can have a great time and then go see the game. San Francisco, I was like, this is crap.
It's like being in Denver and having to go to the airport. It's a 4-hour drive.
Tame Impala tonight on Jimmy Fallon, if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Canadian woman fined $25,000 for illegally importing bovine man seed. We head to Ann Arbor, Michigan. They okay a move to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms, having already legalized weed. Much like here in Washington, England will now shut down bars and restaurants at 10. Great British Bake Off poster offends with pick of something that should be on your chin. And Chicago man rides horse down the Dan Ryan Expressway. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top story. We go to the Windy City of Chicago, where a group doing a protest ride for the rights of kids had one of their riders stopped. It's a video that's going viral. The ride consists of multiple people riding down the Dan Ryan Expressway on their motorcycles, with one man galloping a horse down one of the lanes as well. He was stopped by police and charged with a handful of reckless conduct and obstruction charges.
Give the ticket to the horse.
Right?
I'm just riding. It's not my fault he's going all over the place.
He ran away. I just jumped on.
You ever heard, you know, you can take him to water, you can't make him drink? Come on, dog. It's a horse.
They just don't want someone else doing this again.
Right.
Because that's going to happen.
The thing is that he was surrounded by all the bikers. I mean, he's good. Yeah. He was being safe. I don't know how the horse is doing, but...
It's like, what the hell?
Right.
It's like the horse talked him into it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
The horse insisted that it wear chaps.
Iron horse my ass. Get on my back.
I'm old school. I'm a horse made of meat.
Show him what a real badass looks like. I'll even make a noise. In other news.
I always wanted to go to Chicago.
It's the Windy City.
Next, we hit Sturgis.
I met your mom there.
Pack the sun.
There's another one coming to Arkansas. 125,000 bikers doing the same thing.
And one horse and cowboy.
Yeah.
Gonna disrupt order.
In other news.
That's right. We only ride horses that sound like Sam Elliott.
I wish I had his voice.
I'm a horse.
Hey, man, we'll take up smoking.
That's right.
If you want the Sam Elliott voice.
Yeah. Start taking breaks with you guys.
What could possibly go wrong?
A woman in Canada was charged with illegal importation, but the goods she transported is what's making headlines. The woman was sought out by officials after they found that she had illegally imported over 1,500 straws of bovine semen without a permit.
I milked each one of them cows.
She handed the straws over to the...
Yeah.
It's a lot of semen, bro. She's got some work
to do. Keep going, buddy. I need to fill up this bucket.
Over
here's the picture. A daring cow. Here,
this is a laughing cow.
How's this sheep treating you?
Feeling that? Cow from California.
You feeling that?
Yeah.
That's like what it'd be like being with a hippie woman. Yeah.
Believe it or not, that was my grandfather's job for some time.
He manually stimulated horses?
He's
a good-looking man, Miles.
He worked for a company called All West Breeders, and yeah, he traveled with the goods.
He was getting egg into the weight.
Don't you worry, I waxed one out this morning, boy. I know what's up.
Over in Arkansas, authorities got multiple calls.
Granddad, this creamer tastes funny.
Oh, damn it, I mislabeled it again.
My bad. Sorry, brother.
I mislabeled it again.
I thought you said this was half and half, Granddad.
Oh, no. Over in Arkansas, authorities got multiple calls about trespassers on the under railing of a bridge. A handful of people took photos and posted them online of two goats that had managed to get their way onto the bridge. The story says that they don't know how the goats got up onto the bridge.
They're animals. They climbed mountains. They climbed to 20,000 feet. They're goats.
But they rented a helicopter, Miles.
But they called the owner and was able to get the goats down safely. This morning.
How did this mountain goat get up here on this mountain?
Right.
It's a mountain goat. It's still a goat.
Aren't they known for being able to climb things with two centimeters
how did this bird
of a platform?
Fly?
It's kind of their thing.
Yeah, right.
Like sometimes it's like, how are they on the side of that?
How is this
rock face?
Floating? They're just floating up there, man.
How is this fish swimming?
Whoa.
But then they always look at the camera like, how did I get up here?
Yeah, that's the problem.
How
do
they know how they got up? How the hell did they get down? Did they do the same thing getting down?
Dude, there are mountain goats on the side of cliffs in West Virginia where it looks like it's a straight face, and you cannot believe they're standing there.
No, but that's an optical illusion. Those goats Velcro themselves.
They do. They do.
Good news for residents of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Authorities have effectively decriminalized the use of magic mushrooms and other hallucinogenic fungi.
Yeah, man, go blue.
I think if you're into that stuff, it's less about the magic mushrooms and more about all the other stuff.
Let's go peyote.
I mean, they're going, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like throw up in a bucket for 45 minutes, then enjoy your trip.
God.
They're going for the real deal.
I'm moving there to try peyote.
You just puke a lot.
Road trip.
That's the only problem with it. It just puke so much.
Miles, I think you're the only one that I've ever heard of that's giving me advice on peyote. You need to say it's not a fun time.
You just know it's great. You just need to sit by it. You need to sit by a trash can for about 45 minutes and just get it all out of you. And then you have a gallon of water beside you and start rehydrating.
Find your spirit animal.
Sounds like a fun time.
Because you threw up everything in your system.
By the way, it
doesn't hurt. It's like, it's natural. It like just comes out. But you definitely need to get something back in your stomach.
Why are all spirit animals cool? Like, no one comes back and says, dude, I found my spirit animal. What was it? Like an armadillo.
It's a mole.
Or a sloth.
And he's right. A D.
Sloth is cool. Oh, come on. I think sloth is one of the coolest animals on this planet.
Why do you think that?
Because he just looks so chill. They look like you could smoke a joint with him.
BBC's Great British Bake Off is making waves once again with the resurrection of their famous squirrel. If you're not familiar with the squirrel in question, we take you back to 2011, where the show used footage of the squirrel in their second season as it rose up in a nearby meadow and showed off its massive package. The images of the squirrel were later removed from the show, but is now back to advertise the upcoming season.
Why does it matter? It's an animal.
Right.
If you are sexually turned on from a squirrel's testicles, it has less to do with the BBC, more to do with you.
And if you're baking stuff, a lot of stuff has nuts in it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the view of that is still disturbing. I remember I worked at a Jack in the Box drive thru and somebody came through with their big-ass Great Dane in their car with his butt to me, and he was hanging brain right there, right in the window, and that was disturbing.
Do you want nuggets?
Should have given him a free 50-cent taco.
I just like this squirrel saw a camera and was like, let me introduce you to Mr. Squirrel.
You know what? I'm going to just rear up right here. And all it talked about was the berries. The twig is the prominent figure in that photo. And that's freaky.
I believe Ryan Castle described it being the size of a baby penis. Which we said on a baby, it's just a penis. On a squirrel, that's a massive.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for our turn of Who Sucks Less. And we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.